listening to All the Arguments.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to All the Arguments. My name is Kevin Morris. I am your host. Thank you for joining us for another episode. This is the podcast where we have all the fun arguments. No politics, no religion, no social issues. Hey, they all have their place. But this podcast, this is for fun arguments only. And do we have a banger today? I am excited. First, let me go ahead and introduce my guests. To my left, I've got a guy that I can't even call a friend. He's a brother. We go back so far. Graduated high school together. We lived together for a little while in college. He, great, knowledgeable guy. John Besant. If you grew up with us, you probably know him as Biscuit. But yeah, he's the man. Biscuit, how are you, buddy?
Kevin, you're too kind, but I appreciate the compliments. But yeah, I'm doing well, man. Thanks.
Good, buddy, good.
I just wanted to say this real quick, though. I think this is a bang-up idea, man. I support what you're doing. I think this is going to be a great podcast, and I'm excited to be here. So, hey, man, appreciate being here.
Hey, bro. Thank you for being here. Glad you are here. Like I said, you were my first guy I had in mind for this podcast. You're the man. And then we have Nigel Way. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm just messing with Nigel. No, Nigel Way, nobody I know watches more basketball than Nigel Way. And this guy, he's got some knowledge. He'll say some things here and there, but Nigel knows what he's talking about. He's a good dude. Nigel, thank you for being here, too.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, today's episode, we're going to be talking about 25-plus best NBA players of all time. Before we get into that, just want to know, how did you guys start watching basketball? What's your experience with basketball at all? Biss, I'll pass it to you first.
I can recall the 1984 NBA draft. I remember it like it was yesterday. And I remember Michael Jordan, Sam Bowie, Hakeem Olajuwon. I remember the Celtics winning the NBA title versus the Lakers back in 84.
Yeah.
I remember when they were calling Magic tragic. Tragic Magic. You remember that? I remember that. That was my introduction to basketball. Because I was a Celtics fan, but I remember being intrigued by the Lakers because of the colors. The purple and gold. They were all smiling, you know what I mean? The palm trees behind them and shit. The Celtics were kind of more like, you know, business. You know, we're here to do a job, that kind of thing. The contrast between the two teams. And that was my introduction to the NBA. I remember that clear, so vivid. Yeah, so 84.
Been a fan since. Is the NBA your favorite sport to watch? Or basketball?
Basketball-wise? I'm an NBA fan more than a basketball fan, if that makes sense. I mean, I like college basketball. In recent times, I haven't watched it like I used to, but I love everything about the NBA. Yeah, everything about the NBA.
Cool. Nigel, to you, buddy.
Yeah, man. I grew up in Tacoma, Washington, so I grew up a Sonics fan, you know, from Seattle. I remember, man, Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, you know, those just, I don't know. I mean, that we would go to the Key Arena. My dad would take me. That's one of my most fond memories of me and my father, is he would take me to the Sonics games. And I remember I got to get on the court to shoot free throws during halftime.
Oh, and very cool.
I think I was like 6, maybe 7. And I've never, ever dropped the ball since. I love basketball. Like Kevin was saying, I don't think anybody watches more basketball than me. I honestly should be paid for it.
I don't think so, man.
I should be paid for it.
It's
ridiculous.
Serious, dude.
You know,
I honestly don't know anybody who watches more basketball than you.
Yeah.
Nobody.
I think that's a compliment, but
It is. Hey, you love it?
Yeah.
Do you, man?
Yeah, so I'm a big basketball fan. In general, but the NBA for sure.
You watch college?
Yeah, a little bit. Not as much as the NBA. Mm. I don't have the time, but I would if I did.
Mm. Cool. For me, I have a lot of same memories that you do, John. The Celtics in 81, I kind of remember it. You know, we were so young then, though. Mm-hmm. 84, 86 is when I really start remembering the Celtics. Interestingly enough, the NBA is the only sport where I've been a fan of other teams outside of Boston. Usually, I am a diehard Boston fan, and that's it. Patriots, Bruins, Red Sox. All other teams I could care less about. The NBA, and I think it was just because when I really fell in love with the NBA in the early 90s, the Celtics were garbage. Hot garbage. So I fell in love watching the Jazz with Stockton and Malone, then the Pacers. Dude, I remember being in our apartment in Alston at Shangri-La. Remember Mark Molino with a Shangri-La? That was the name of our apartment. It wasn't Shangri-La, just so you know. It was ironic. But I remember that series, watching Reggie Miller go against the Knicks when he just hit those three-pointers like back-to-back to win the game.
You mean the one when he steals the ball?
Yes.
Right. Steps back to the three-point line. Shoots
it. Six. And I remember that being one of my first memories that I really fell in love with the NBA. Definitely have had other favorite players throughout the years. KG was one of my favorite players his whole time in Minnesota. So, yeah, man, I definitely love the NBA. On that note, we're going to be talking about the 25 best NBA players of all time. We've made a list. This is how we made the list. We each came up with our own top 30 players. We ranked them each individually. I then assigned a value to each player. So the first player on each of our list got 30 points and worked its way down to one. Then I added them up and we made a final list from that. Now, obviously, none of us had the same list. Not even close. Some of us went really way out there. We'll get to that. There will definitely be some arguments on all the arguments today. Yeah, dude. But you know what? Before we get there, fellas, what did you use as your criteria in making your list? So, Nigel, I'm going to start with you first on this one.
So, for me, I wanted to go based on a couple of things. Number one, the best overall basketball career, like what you contributed to the game of basketball. That's number one, first and foremost. Number two, accolades. I think that that's very important to me.
For sure.
Very important. And then number three, it sometimes goes overlooked, but I think number three would be impact on young up-and-coming basketball players. Like, did you make a whole new generation of NBA basketball? And what was your impact on them specifically? That's to a lesser degree. Those are my three.
Okay, I like it. Sounds sensible. John, do you have a middle name? I think you do, right?
Daniel,
I knew that. Mm-hmm. John, Daniel, Biscuit, Bassant. Bro, what was your criteria? I got to hear this.
All right.
Okay.
Well, when it comes to accolades, and we've talked about this off air numerous times, what stands out to me most important, obviously, are the accomplishments. Okay. We're talking all NBA teams, all-star games, appearances, finals MVP. That's big for me because that tells me that you're able to rise to the occasion in critical situations. And I'm not talking making game shots in the regular season. I'm talking like making serious shots in the NBA finals. You know what I mean? Things like that. So for me, I discount championships. I know that sounds funny. I know it does.
Yeah,
I do. I do.
A little bit.
Championships are important. But to me, championships are team awards. They're organization awards. They don't have a lot to do with the person themselves. It'd be like, do you remember when we were kids, when we were in school and you had group projects, right? We all got the same grade, right? Same thing. Organization, same thing, right? Okay. So I think in terms of holistic, I know you guys might think championships are important. You know, you go to like a lot of these talking heads and they talk, you know, oh yeah, championships. Michael Jordan's got 6. And this one's got 5. This one's got 10. Brady's got 7. Yeah. It's important, but not really. I mean, because again, you need a great owner. If you have a crap owner, you're not winning a title, okay? In fact, you're not even seeing the playoffs. You know that in the NBA, right? So you need an owner. You need a GM. You need a coach. And you need players, all phases, to produce a championship. So, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care for championships. I mean, at the end, they do matter. But like you, narrative is important. Like, for example, Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, right? They resuscitated the NBA, okay? They did. The NBA was on life support back in the 70s.
Yeah, they were going bankrupt.
Yeah, that's right. They were on tape delay. In fact, their NBA finals were on tape delay.
Yeah.
Imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So,
they weren't playing Lakers games in L.A. at times.
Correct.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Dude, it's terrible.
Crazy.
Right. So, that's what I'm saying. Larry Bird and Magic Johnson resuscitated the NBA. They brought the NBA back. You get me?
Yeah.
I mean, there were some things with that. Obviously, one was black, one was white. One played on the East Coast, one played on the West Coast. They were both from the Midwest. You know what I'm saying? There were a lot of these storylines. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, narrative is important to me. Like you said, that's important. Like like Michael Jordan, same thing. With the sneakers, the shoes, and all that kind of stuff. So, again, it's the teams. That's important. But also, for me, narrative. like you said. So that's pretty much my criteria.
I'm a little swayed by that. Just hearing the championships don't matter as much to you. For me, I kind of take a three-prong approach. Championships definitely matter to me. Stats matter to me. I weigh those both out because it's what you did as an individual and what you did career-wise. And then it is partially eye test. Did you make an impact on the game? Did you change the game? Mm-hmm. Some of my players that I have higher than you guys by far because I do think they changed the game. But yeah, that's it. So getting into our list.
Before, hey, Kevin, real quick.
Yeah.
I see you got your glasses on, man.
Yeah, buddy. You don't even
want to. What does that mean?
That means I need glasses. That's what that means.
I thought that meant business.
Right. Exactly.
Well, it does. I need to be able to see, but.
I like the look.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, well, yeah,
thank you.
You should have seen his hair the other day. He had it slicked back like this. Like,
oh, I did?
Yeah, like straight back. He had like the, what's it called? A pompadour.
Yeah, yeah, right.
A pompadour. And yeah. It was looking nice.
All right. Wow.
Silver stallion.
Thank you. So before we even get into the list, I will preface that nobody is going to be happy with this list. Not any of the three of us here. If you're listening, you're going to be upset about players we left off. You're going to be upset about where they're ranked. I get it, man. Like I said, these guys, they don't even know the order yet. So they're going into it a little blind. We all have players that we love that didn't make the list because maybe one or two of us left a player off. Some of us have players that I don't know why we have them on there. It's crazy. But I know if you're listening, just know going in, you're probably going to say, what were these guys thinking? Believe me, this is what this topic is. I don't know if we're going to sway each other in the arguments. This isn't all the answers. It's all the arguments. Just know it. And if you want to respond with what you think a player we might have missed, who was right, who was wrong, who was out of their living minds, follow us on our Twitter page at @all_arguments. Again, that's our Twitter page at @all_arguments. Love to hear your feedback. All right. So before we even get into the list, guys, I'm going to hit some players that none of us had on our list. And I'm a little surprised that not one of us had one of these guys on the list. And I just want to hear your feedback. Why didn't they belong on this list? Starting with a former MVP, guy who's still playing, James Harden. Not one of us had him in our top 30. Are we off on that?
To me, there was not enough there. I mean, don't get me wrong, scoring champion. But outside of that, he doesn't play defense. I just thought there was not enough there. I mean, it was kind of like, I've seen it all before. High usage rate, right? I was okay with it. I was okay leaving him off. There was nothing compelling about him. I just left him off. And I didn't think twice about it.
Okay.
You know, from a basketball skill standpoint, you know, and avoiding the recency bias. I mean, he just laid a stinker in Philadelphia. But just in general, from a basketball skill standpoint, you know, he's one of the most skilled scorers ever. And I think that's not debatable. But I will say, when you look at this list in the top 30 NBA players ever, that's serious stuff.
And
I think just being one of the most skilled scorers ever is not enough to edge out some of these players.
Nigel, perfect answer. And I think you're right on that. That's kind of how I think about it. Listen, we're not saying if you didn't make this list, you're garbage. We're not saying you're not even a great player. There are tons of Hall of Famers that did not make our list. It's correct. Top 25. We only came up with 30 just so we had some room to work with. Doesn't mean they're bad. There are MVPs who didn't make it. It's okay. Walt Frazier didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
No Scotty for any of us, huh?
Nope.
Is it just because he's Robin?
Yeah, can I speak to that?
Yeah.
I'm not allowing Robins on my top 25 list.
No Robins.
No. Huh? He was definitely one of the top 50 greatest players ever.
Okay.
You know, and a lot of those banners that were hung by that team in Chicago would not have been there without him. But not
we're talking dogs, man. Dogs.
Absolutely. Dogs.
Right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. The best of the best.
Yeah.
Correct.
You can't sit here.
No.
Very exclusive access to this list.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I like that, Nigel. You're right. Just so we're aware, this is a two-part episode. It's a banger. So we're going to do 25 through 16 this episode. Next episode, we're doing 15 through 1, just because we're also going to get through some of these guys who didn't make the list, as we're doing right now. Westbrook, again, MVP, didn't make the list. This is a man who has averaged a triple-double.
He averaged a triple-double 3 seasons, I believe, in a row.
Right. Yep.
If my memory serves me correct. So
that's insane.
But I'll speak to that.
That's insane. And yet, I didn't have him on my list. I have my reasons. I'd love to hear why you guys didn't. John,
let me chime in on this one. Triple-double, you know, back in the day, and we talked about this off-air before. We talked about the rule changes and everything else. Hand-checking, they removed that from the game. There are a lot of things they've changed. You know, they changed the game. So that has an impact on rebounds. That has an impact on assists. That has an impact on spacing the floor, all those other things. That going to inflate players' numbers. Russ always appears to be someone who's just, like, hunting for stats. He's smart. I'm sure when he's out there on the court and he says to himself, you know what? I'm about 2 rebounds shy. I'm about 3 or 4 assists shy, you know, get a triple-double. So I'm not really impressed with that. It's not done in the context of the game, in the flow of the game. You know what I'm saying? I think his numbers are fraudulent, you know? So what? Triple-doubles happen, like, all the time now. All the time.
Eh, I wouldn't say all the time.
Nah, enough. They're more frequent. Well, I mean,
it happens.
Do you think it was like that?
It happens. It happens, but not all the time.
All right. Well, I say all the time. Well, I'll say
maybe 1 every 4 games.
Nah. I'd probably say, you know, if there's a 3-game docket on national television, there's going to be at least 1.
Yeah, 1 every 3 games, yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, well, but it's a higher frequency than it was in the past
years.
No,
it is.
Yeah, a lot higher.
Now, before Nigel weighs in on this, I do feel like there needs to be a disclaimer that he is not a Russell Westbrook fan. He is a Lakers fan, and given this past season, he's got some issues with Russ. Were you skewed just by this season?
Yes. This season, watching him play, he played 81 games. Sorry, 79 games. He missed the last 2, and then he sat out 1 game before that with a back issue. He is painful to watch play the game of basketball. His lack of skill level when it comes to dribbling, IQ, shooting, defense. I mean, you know what he is good at? He's good at rebounding. I'm very disappointed as a Laker fan.
Oh, right? I know.
So
I think most are.
So, no, but just keep it short on him. He's one of those guys that if you put him on a bad team, he's going to put up the points, the rebounds, the assists, and the team is going to do okay in the regular season.
Yeah.
He will never win you a championship.
Can he be your second best player?
Absolutely not.
Can he be your third best player?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Really?
I think in order to win an NBA championship for Russell Westbrook, he needs to accept a 6-man role off the bench because he's the fourth option on an NBA championship team in this day and age. That's my opinion.
Huh. All right. Well, so this is a complete side note, but I'd love to get your perspective. How is this for a trade? Lakers send Malik Monk and Russell Westbrook to Brooklyn and in turn get Kyrie and Ben Simmons.
And I'm telling you right now, Kevin, you make that trade and I own any of those franchises, I'm firing you, all right? I'm telling you right now. No.
That's awful.
Thank you.
For who?
You want
for who?
For both teams.
How can it be bad for both teams?
You were asking.
If it's both teams, then it's a good trade, right?
No. Just because it's a bad trade for both teams does not mean you make the trade. That doesn't make any sense.
You don't think reuniting Kyrie with LeBron and then AD, that makes that team so much better?
Yes, if he plays. It makes him better. But Kyrie doesn't want to play with LeBron. Kyrie wants to be...
I don't know if that's true
anymore. He wants to be Batman.
I don't know if that's true anymore.
And he won't even be Robin on the Lakers. What's the butler's name?
Alfred?
He'll be Alfred.
He's not Alfred.
He's Alfred.
You talk about somebody who might not play. AD might not play. I don't know why you're...
You know, put some respect on AD's name. And Ben Simmons.
He's washed.
I don't know if he's washed. I think he's going to make a resurgence. But Malik Monk, that's one of the only bright spots the Lakers had this year.
That's why you'd have to add him in to that.
I'm not getting rid of him. I would rather wave and stretch Russ.
If you're so confident that Russ can't do it.
I would wave and stretch Russ.
Well, the thing is, they've tried it with AD and Russ in OKC. So what makes them think it's going to work in Brooklyn? I just don't see it.
Russ doesn't make the list, and I'm glad he did. I'm so happy. We don't have to argue him. I'm glad he's not there. Sorry, Russ, if you're listening. Before we get into our final list of the 25, we're also going to now hit some players that didn't make the list, not because none of us had them, but because one of us, maybe two of us, didn't have them on the list, and I don't know why. Well, for the ones I left off, I know why, but I got to find out from you guys. John, I am coming right at you. He already knows I'm coming at him with this one because I was trying to keep it quiet from these guys what the final list was, but he just blew my mind that you did not have in your top 30 one David Robinson, the Admiral.
The Charmin Man.
That's all I can say.
Stop it.
Soft.
Stop.
David Robinson.
Yes.
Admiral.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Explain yourself, sir.
Well, please.
All right.
And Nigel, I'm going to get to you. You have some names too, bro.
No. David Robinson, I know he had MVP. He was MVP of the league, right? Mm-hmm. I think he was leading scorer. He's on this list somewhere. See, can't find him. See, that's how sneaky he is.
He's got one MVP.
Okay, one MVP.
Two championships.
And how many All-NBAs?
10.
10 All-NBA?
Yeah.
How many of them were first?
4.
So 10 all together.
Yeah.
You know what? He was hard. I did put him on the list originally. I took him off the list. And I'll tell you why. You know what picture I have in David Robinson in my mind when I think of him? I think about him and Hakeem Olajuwon. It's that game, I think, back in 94. And they were head-to-head. And Olajuwon ate him up, man. I mean, Olajuwon ate everybody up that year. He did. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's the year he won MVP.
Right. But he owned Robinson that series. And I remember Dennis Rodman was on that team as well. And they had Sean Elliott.
Yeah.
That's the players.
Yeah, but if you remember that team, too, that was a team that... what's his name? Who was it? Dennis Rodman. He was flaking out on that team. Remember, he was sitting on the sidelines, no sneakers. He flaked out on that team.
But also, I think Dennis Rodman has been on record saying that Dave Robinson was soft, too. He had an issue with Dave Robinson.
Yeah, he did.
He also said that he could guard LeBron.
He probably could, yeah.
Guard
him or stop him? Because he said he would shut him
limit
down.
Limit him. I think he can limit him.
Yeah,
I don't know if he can stop him. No one can stop LeBron.
Not necessarily. You can't stop people. I agree. But
you can limit him.
Yeah, he could. I believe
he could. Yeah.
And
he was that good defensive.
No. Trust me. I get it.
Dennis Rodman was sick defensively.
No, I get it.
There are videos of him on YouTube locking up Shaq. Dennis Rodman. Yeah.
Shaq.
Look him up. Look it up, brother. Look it up.
No. Dennis Rodman's top 50 player for sure, in my opinion.
Right.
I get it.
I mean, this is what I'm saying, though. Dennis Rodman, actually, that's the reason why Dennis Rodman left San Antonio, because there was some conflict between him and David Robinson. He didn't think that he played hard enough, and he didn't come to play. Now, that's the narrative. I wasn't there. Okay, fine. That's one man's word, whatever. But he didn't do anything until Tim Duncan came on that team. Okay, he got his title then.
Yeah, when he was a rookie.
Yeah.
First year.
Yeah. Tim Duncan's not good. Yeah. That's why he's on my list.
Are you actually saying David Robinson's a Robin?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know what? With all the muscles he has, the guy's built like a Greek god, right? But he's soft.
Can I? Okay.
Yes.
And he plays on the perimeter. He plays like a guard.
That's fine. Okay. So I don't just like reading off stats, because I've watched some film on him as well.
Okay.
He averaged 21-10 for his career.
Mm-hmm.
He led the league in block, rebounds, and a scoring champ in the year that Olajuwon won the MVP. And it's impossible for you to convince me with argument.
Not all three of those the same year.
No, not all the same year. Sorry.
Right.
But it's your logic is because Dennis Rodman, one of the most erratic players to ever play the game, said that he was soft and that he got bodied up by Hakeem Olajuwon, one of the top 15, 20 best players ever, that means that he doesn't belong on this list?
No, I'm not saying that. But you have to understand, too, during the 90s and that era, there were a lot of great, great players, particularly amongst big men, right? You had Shaquille O'Neal, Patrick Ewing. Right? Alonzo Mourning, you had a lot of great. Right. You know what would be an interesting stat? I didn't look this up. I just think about this now. I wonder what his numbers were when he played against like Olajuwon and these other players. I wonder how well he did.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Because you know why? I did that for a guy we'll talk about later. And I know you're going to mention his name, Kevin. But I got numbers here.
Okay.
Seeing why this particular player belongs in the top 25.
But I got to guess it. I have a guess.
Yeah, you got it. Right.
But
I'm cool with that.
Wait till you see where I rank him. But.
But you know what I'm saying? So like,
all right.
To me, it's about.
I'll give you that.
It's how they match up with other players, the great players.
Nigel, you're going to have to answer for somebody, though.
Oh, who?
A guy that you left off the list, and I think John's head might explode. And because you left him off the list, he didn't make the top 25. I don't know how you left him off the list. One, Moses Malone. I knew John's head was going to explode with that. You left Moses Malone, a three-time NBA MVP, off the list.
And he was MVP back-to-back. Right?
He's one of the only ones to do it.
Right.
He was actually in my honorable mentions, the second name right beneath Nash.
But you got Robinson ahead of him, right? Are you serious? You got David Robinson ahead of
Robinson, both Robinson and Malone. were in my honorable mentions. So neither one of them made my top 20, but both of them are in my top 30. So before you lose your brain, I respect Moses Malone. He did a lot of great things. Yes, yes. But the people on my list.
You gotta watch some tape, bro. Watch some tape.
No,
watch
no,
some
I get it.
Tape.
12-time All-Star?
There's a lot of guys on here that are 12-time All-Star. And if you're gonna giggle
he's
at
the champ. He's a finals MVP.
Okay, so those same. David Robinson has a very similar.
And Moses Malone did that on the 83 Sixers team, which they beat the Lakers that year.
6-time leading league in rebounds.
I get it. He didn't make my list.
Really?
He made my top. Wait, he made my top 30. Okay, he made my top 30.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Real quick. What do you value MVP?
A little bit, but not.
That your opening argument was that it's. You said you value accolades, right?
Yes.
Okay,
but
that's an accolade. That's the ultimate accolade. Three times.
It's skewed though. Because players like Jordan should have won way more. Players like LeBron should have won way more. Nash should have not won back to back. Jokic should not have won back to back. Westbrook should not have won as a sixth seed.
Okay, let's see.
MVP.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm counting here. There are 6 players in the entire 75-year history of the game that won in between 3 or more times. 6 players. That's it. That's it. And he's part of that class.
I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I had a value, this is how I back my argument.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's it. I got 10 fingers on my head. 6 right here. 6 players in the entire 75-year history, man. No, Nigel, you have to explain yourself. You're not getting away with this one. You got to tell me why. Why don't you leave on the list?
My explanation will be explained through who I have on my list.
Okay.
Because right. he is on my list.
That's fair.
Honorable mentions, Nash.
Oh, he did make the top 20. He did make our top.
Honorable mention. Okay. But then not ranked, though. He didn't rank him. He just threw him in as honorable mention.
Yeah, but he's in my top 25. He is in my top 25.
Well, you got to do better than that.
Hey, it's my list.
All right.
My list.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Right. I'm interested to see who's on your list instead of David Robinson.
Oh, yeah. Wait. I'll tell you. He's got some ones that are head scratchers to me. So, speaking of another player, you already brought him up that is not on John's top 30, a back-to-back MVP, one Steve Nash. You left Steve Nash off your top 30. Steve Nash, bro.
How?
That was hard. That's right. That's an exclusive class. Absolutely. Exclusive, right? Especially back-to-back
Steve MVPs. Nash, if you're listening, John Besant hates you.
What? Jokic, Giannis, Larry Bird, right? Michael Jordan, LeBron. I'm thinking top of my head. Those are probably the only people who've actually done it in the history of the game. I understand.
Yeah, that was your argument.
That was your argument, buddy.
No,
there's only 6 in the whole 75 years.
Yeah.
You didn't put them on your list.
Yeah, I was already thinking. Right. Okay, fine.
All right.
However, I'll say this. In the biggest moments in games, I'm sorry, he fell short, man. Amar Stoudemire, I remember he got suspended. There was some kind of conflict. Remember when they were playing in the Western Conference Finals? I forget who they were playing. Was it Dallas, somebody? But still. And his numbers are not really all that gaudy either. Like, they're not like, they don't jump at me. Not getting me wrong. Like, and he was a late bloomer. Do you know what I mean? Like, his first, like, 5-6 years in the league, he bounced around, right? He got drafted by the Phoenix Suns, right? If memory serves correct. He went to Dallas, and then he goes back to Phoenix. And then the second time he went to Phoenix, okay, he turned it around, right? But what I'm talking about is, He did not do it consistently where it wasn't Nigel sustained. Now, don't get me wrong. I love a good comeback story. You get what I'm saying? I do. But however, I think with Nash, he was a bit of a late bloomer. Like, he started turning things around like about 29, 30 around
there. Yes,
then.
He did.
He did.
He was a late bloomer. He's from Canada.
But I don't know. His numbers, and I know it's not all about the numbers, but they don't jump out at me. I'm sorry.
All right. I guess it does come down to who we have on the list.
I mean,
and we'll get there.
Nigel, real quick, if you could look it up, like what is his life? What is his career average?
Well, his career average is in the playoffs. They're pedestrian, right? I did see that. They are pedestrian, and in big moments,
this is something I would say.
He's a career 14-8.
You got to understand, this is a guy who is in the 50-40-90 club 6 times.
I know.
That's huge. Only one other player is in there twice. Or no, 2 other players are in there with multiple 50-40-90. And what that means, if anyone doesn't know, it means you average 50% from the floor, 40% from 3, and 90% from the line. I think there are 6 players who have done it.
You said he's done it 6 times?
He's done it 6 times.
Ooh.
And only two other players have done it more than once.
Okay.
Only six players have done it at all. The two other players who have done it more than once is Larry Bird and Steph Curry.
His points per game totals were down because at that time in the NBA, shooting threes was not as common as it is today. He averaged for his career 43% just about from three on two attempts a game. I mean,
and you know what though, I did hear him do an interview about a month ago. He was on record saying that they asked him what was his biggest regret, and he said he wished he shot more.
Huh?
He did. He did say that.
Yeah,
because he wished he looked for a shot more.
It had nothing to do with being on the team that traded for Ben Simmons. That wasn't his biggest regret.
Oh,
having Kyrie Irving, that odd, yeah. All right.
Jeez.
There is a player that didn't make the 25 that both you had in your top 30. I did not have in my top 30. Jerry West. I didn't have Jerry West.
You didn't have the logo.
The logo.
I did not
really?
Have the logo. I did not have the logo. I just, you know, when I try to figure out where he places.
Wait, let me ask this real quick. Okay. I'll give you the floor.
Go ahead.
In your intro, you said championships.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got two. I believe he's got two.
He's
right?
got two.
Right?
Great.
Okay.
Two. Great.
Right. He's
great.
Got two.
He's got
great.
Two.
Yeah.
That's only part of the puzzle, though. That's only, right. that's only one piece
but,
of it.
But you led with that. You said championships, championships.
It's one of three facts.
I think he's got one. I think he only has one. I think he was one for eight.
Yeah, I think he only has one.
He was one for eight.
But even that, I don't care.
He's only got one?
I don't care. He could have two. He could have two. When I think about the best point guards that ever played, he's not top five for me. So listen, man, Chris Paul didn't make our top 25, and I think Chris Paul's better than him. So
I flirted with him, including my top 25.
Paul?
I did, but he's not on my list. No,
you know, it was tough.
He can't sniff my list, Chris Paul.
Is that recency bias?
A little bit.
Okay. All right, guys. So that's all the players that did not make the top 25. Actually, I was wrong. Moses Malone did make the top 25. Nigel did not have him in his top 30, though, so he is lower than what I think he should be.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to get into the list now. We're going to start 25 through 16. So, guys, basically what we're going to do is this is our combined list that we got from all our rankings. And for each player, I'm going to ask you, are they right where they should be ranked? Should they be ranked higher? Should they be ranked lower? Now, just for perspective, because we do have to kind of know who they're going up against, I'm going to read in order from 25 through 16 of the players that we have ranked. Again, it's hard to argue, hey, this guy doesn't belong here, does belong here, if we don't know who their competition is. The top 15, we're close on. It is the 25 through 16 where it is the most arguments, I think. Well, maybe not. We'll see. So at 25, we have Bob Cousy with a total score of 15 points. John Bassan gave him 15 points because Nigel and I did not have Bob Cousy.
Really?
Nope. At 24, we got John Havlicek with 15 points. At 23, we've got Dirk Nowitzki with 17 points. At 22, we have Dr. J with 21 points. At 21, we got John Stockton. 20 is Elgin Baylor. 19 is aforementioned Moses Malone. At 18, we got Isaiah Thomas. At 17, we got Karl Malone. And finally, at 16, we have Charles Barkley. So you got an idea of those 10. John, you're the only one of us that had Bob Cousy in your top 30. Listen, man, I'm gonna start this off.
In fact, I got him ranked at number 16.
Yeah, bro, you do.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
There's a reason why.
Yeah, I hope so. Because I'm gonna tell you, I'm a diehard Celtics fan.
I know you are.
Both know that. I'm a fan of point guards. Big fan of point guards.
Right.
I can't understand how Bob Cousy made your list.
Easy.
Okay. Love to hear it.
Bob Cousy. When you talked about Nigel, you said that someone who's had an impact on the game. Bob Cousy was like that template. He invented the position, right? I mean, behind the back passes. He had a little flair to his game. Nothing like today. Obviously, today it's a lot more. It's a lot more dramatic. But I mean, in his day, he was ahead of his time. He saw the game three-dimensional. You know, they talked about him having the eyes back of his head. He was it. He was the pioneer. He was a trailblazer. I gotta put him up
no,
there.
No, he is.
Yeah. Could he play in today's game the way he plays? Probably not. You know what I'm saying? But He was a trendsetter. And for that, and he's what? One, I think he's got, off the top of my head, in 8 NBA championships. Though I said, in the beginning, I told you that, you know, I discount championships, but he's got that. 10-time, I believe, All-NBA, right? Or a little more than, was it 12 or somewhere around there? Double digits. So that means he was dominant, okay? My criteria for All-NBA, if you have at least 5 or more, that's dominance. That's consistency. That means that you can repeat it over and over again. You know what I mean? This guy did it day in and day out, day in and day out.
I agree with everything you're saying.
Hands down.
But I also look at his competition. I look at players he was playing against. A lot of them were working 2 jobs and stuff like that. I mean...
But think about it, Kevin. There were only 8 teams back then. If you're playing against... Let's say this is a 3-team league. There's 3 of us, right?
Okay.
You got a team. Nigel got a team. Team Kevin... Team Biscuit and Team Sonic, right? Okay, Nigel likes Sonic.
So no, he's smiling. He's smiling.
So Sonic. There you go. We got Sonics, we got Biscuit, and we got the Morrises. Now, imagine if we're playing each other constantly, right? The level of the scouting that would go on. We know each other's moves.
Yeah.
We know, right. I know exactly what you're going to do and vice versa, right? That would make for a more competitive league, would it not? Versus like when an East team sees a West team once or twice a year, right? 2 times a year. You know what I mean? It's different. But if I got to play you every night, every other night, it's going to make for a more competitive league. You know what I mean? It will.
If the talent's there. If the talent's there.
Right.
Kevin's right. They had 2 jobs. It was like the G League and then the Celtics.
Yeah, but you know what, though? The talent was there. Again, context. Against this context, okay? It was there because if you were 1 of 8 players in the world that's a point guard, you mean you're 1 of 8 players playing the lead guard position, right?
Yeah.
That's a small exclusive club being 1 of 30. The NBA is 1 of 30 teams, right? Okay. You see my point? So like, and given you have the population of the world was a lot smaller, I get all that. But 8 teams, what? 8 times, help my math out. So how many players were in the league? 12 players to a team. 8 times 12, that's 96 players.
Okay.
That's it. That's small, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can jump in.
But that's the thing. There's players right now. I think the league is, you know, there's 15 men to the roster, 30 team. Just because someone's a starting point guard in the NBA today does not make them all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah, but think about it now. Look at the leagues that are. You got the Euro League. You got leagues in Africa. You got leagues in South America. Leagues all around the world. And plenty to choose from. Plenty to pick from. You get me? Back then, it was just 8 teams, man. That's it. And back then... I feel like
that's an argument against him.
No. But yeah, think about it.
Yeah.
If the Celtics would play the Celtics play the New York Knicks what? Now, 3 times a year? 4? I don't know. Somewhere around there. Back then, it was like 8 times, 12 times, I don't know, 10 times. They played him a lot more often.
But what about his numbers stand out to you? I mean, he was an 18 and 7 for his career.
18 and 7, yeah. But again, my reason for putting him there, the fact that he was a trailblazer.
Right.
And I'm going with that. I mean, he invented the point guard position, man.
I'll let you know that for me, errors mean something. And that I don't give as much credence to the 50s and 60s and even 70s. When I think top 25, it's, man, would I want them on my team? And I don't want...
That's a different argument. Okay. I wouldn't want them on my team. You're right about that. No.
That should be the argument.
No. We just talked about...
I did leave it open. I said criteria for what you think is the best 25.
And that's fair. We talked about impact. And we talked about...
He did have
narrative, he is the legacy. Yeah.
He is the prototype for that position. He created it. I get it.
That's why he's on my list.
I'm not going to get too down on him. Hey, he's a Celtic. So moving on. 24, we got another older player, Celtic. This one I did have on my list. John Havlicek. Nigel, you did not have him in your top 30. John, you had him ranked 18th. I had him ranked 29th, so he just made my top 30. But you like you some Hondo, huh?
I do.
All right?
I do. He played the better of, 18 seasons?
Yeah.
From all accounts, this guy was Mr. Energy on the court. I mean, and he was not just a great offensive player, but he played defense. This guy can shut people down.
He was
long. He was lean.
He was fast. Soul that team.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Even well into the 70s, They won two titles. I mean, what? I think 74, 76, around there. No, he's well-deserving. I mean, he's got what? And going to, what you say, championships, he's got what? How many? And you said the same thing. He's got what? Eight championships, right?
It's something high, yeah.
Eight world championships.
He may have had some help there, though.
He did, but not for the last few. Like,
and as far as accolades,
he was the man for, like, he came later on to that team with Russell and Cousy and, you know,
right,
all those guys. So he caught some of that, but he also, the later part of his career, he was the man. I get it. I think he is rated a little high on your list, but at the end of the day, I don't have a problem with him being there. I think he's a top 30. You know, I definitely don't think he's where he's at. Do you have anything you want to add to that?
Just that I'm sitting here with two diehard Celtics fans. So just for the listeners to know, if they don't already know.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've kind of stated it.
Okay. Well, I just needed to restate it.
But
I mean, he's got...
Also, do realize I didn't have Bob Cousy on my list.
Correct.
And Havlicek, I had at 29. So, no,
good player.
He's underrated. He was underrated. Okay. I'll say this. When you think of the great players in the NBA, there was a period of time where he was the man in the NBA. So,
no, it's good. I mean, he's got four first-team All-NBAs. You know, and then eight all defensive teams.
So, right.
I mean, you know, that's not something to put your nose at.
Right.
You know?
And he does have accolades, so.
Yeah, that's right. Fair. I'm not mad at you.
All right. At 23, we've got one Dirk Nowitzki. He just made your list, Nigel, at 30. John, you had him at 24. Mm-hmm. I had him ranked highest. I had him ranked 22 overall.
Okay.
I just think, you know, he's one of those players that averaged 50, 40, 90. He did win a championship, and he won a championship on a team where he didn't have a lot around. I mean, it wasn't like he had other superstars on that team.
He was a lone superstar.
Yeah, that was it. And it wasn't like he was going against a bad team. He was going against a super team with one of the best players to
super
ever play.
Friends.
Yes.
Yes. Miami Heat. Yes.
Yes. And he won them. And he finals MVP. I remember when he was drafted, because that was the same draft that Paul Pierce got drafted in.
Mm-hmm.
And just watching him for years and going, man, that guy is just, he was special, you know? 7 feet, able to shoot. I'm actually going to go to Nigel on this one because you have him 30th.
Yeah.
Why?
You know, I just think he's got that one, you know, that one championship.
Okay.
And I think that was his only finals appearance as well?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, two.
He had two, right?
He played...
with Steve Nash, right?
No, with Dwayne Wade. I remember they played Miami. He went to two NBA finals. That's what you're saying?
Dirk.
He went to two NBA finals.
He went to two?
Yeah, he played Miami with the Shaq.
I trust you on that.
Yeah, I'm going to trust you on that,
too. Yeah, because I remember, I was back in, I think, 05, 06, running, they played against the Miami Heat. And Wade,
With Shaq
and Wade.
Wade. When you said Miami, I was thinking the LeBron and
And for some reason that finals MVP.
See, this is why I have John here, because
Wade
pulls that stuff out.
Wade caught my mind, man. He caught my attention, man. I was like, man, this guy can play. He was only like in his third year in the league. Right. Second, right.
No.
Side note, John is the only person that had Dwayne Wade in his top 32, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I was confused because when the way he told me, I was like, so you put Dwayne Wade instead of David Robinson.
He put Dwayne Wade instead of David Robinson and Steve Nash.
Yeah, that's awful. I love Dirk, by the way.
You're holding your head, but I feel like you're not holding your head for the right reason. You should be holding your head in shame, but it seems like it's in, like, confusion.
No, I'll tell you this, though. I hear that Nash got the two MVPs. Back-to-back, that's exclusive. It's only been done a handful of times in the NBA, right? I said five, six times. I've said it a few times, right? Okay, I understand. That's exclusive. That deserves a lot of points. It does. You go from here to here. That's tough, man. I mean, like I said, Wade, he's a three-time champion. Again, according to my criteria, I don't put a lot of weight into that, but... I don't know, it's tough, man.
Well, we're not going to argue. He didn't make the list.
Yeah.
So.
But for Dirk, he had those two finals, you know, those finals appearances. And yes, he beat one of the best, you know, assembled teams ever. I like Dirk. He didn't make the top of my list, but.
Well, I'll tell you this with Wade. I had Chris Paul originally.
Okay.
I swapped him out for Wade. I did. I know.
that does not help this situation.
It does not help it.
It does not help it. And you switch this. You switch that out before game seven.
It's not
recency bias.
No, it's not. No, it's
so
not.
I don't know, man.
It's his list. It's wrong.
It's his list.
His list is wrong.
It's wrong.
All right.
All right. Well, speaking of wrong, let's get to 22. John, remember when your head blew up because he left Moses Malone off his top 30?
All right.
How about this?
Another one.
Another player he's left off his top 30. Your head might explode on this one.
Right.
You might call this man Julius, or you might call him Dr. J. Julius Erving is our 22nd ranked player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You had him ranked highest at 13th.
Mm-hmm.
I had him ranked 28th, so I'm not going to say that I thought he was like top. But our boy Nigel, or Sonic here, had him not in his top 30.
Wow.
Is that like just a sin to not have Dr. J in your top 30 all time?
That's blasphemous, man. I mean, seriously. Putting him in on my list was basically it was based on just the fact that I respect what he's done for the game.
It's respect based.
It is. And you know what? He carried the league. Remember we were talking about in the 70s when the league was in the toilet?
Mm-hmm.
He was the only reason why people watched. You know what I'm saying?
No, this
guy dunked from the free throw line. He was the first one dunked from the free throw line. You know, the afro, he had the swag, as they call it, he had the look. No, that guy, Dr. J alone, just for those things I'm mentioning, like I said, the only reason why people tune in to watch the game was because of him. He was a high flyer, right? This is before David Thompson, some of the others. Based on that, Nigel, he's gotta be on your list.
Is it blasphemous that I have him 28th?
You see?
I'd say no. Okay. But he's on the list. He made the cut.
Okay.
I don't think
he made the cut. For you, he didn't make the cut.
No, he didn't make the cut. There's too many great basketball players with all of the criteria that I laid out that are on this list. He's just not. He's not there.
But you know what, Sonic? There would be no Dr. J. There would be no all the others we're talking about. There would be no Vince Carter or whoever you want to. Oh, Tracy McGrady or whoever. If there wasn't Dr. J.
Both of which.
No.
You know, didn't make the list.
That's fair. Then Pistol Pete should have made the list, and all these other people who were the trailblazers for the NBA, they should have made the list too. But the NBA was just not the same back then. And just because he was athletic for his time does not mean that you could plant Dr. J in the NBA today. He would produce anything near.
I think he would.
I completely disagree.
Physically, he had the hands, he had the body.
He was
That's
skinny.
A prerequisite. He got some size. I mean, I've seen pictures of him and Larry Bird standing neck to neck. Larry Bird's got about maybe a couple inches on him, 2.5. I mean, that's significant, but like, he wasn't some small guy, man.
No. I'm just saying.
He played a three position. He played against small forwards, man. I mean, he played in the front court.
No,
he was strong.
I'm just saying he's abused just an athletic wing in today's NBA. And I'm sorry. I do respect Dr. J. Like I said, I love the game of basketball, and I respect him. This is my top 30 list.
He played in the ABA. He won titles in the ABA and in the NBA.
The reason I have him not ranked higher is because a lot of what he did was in the ABA. Only, I think it was less than half of his career was in the NBA.
Well, I'll leave you with this. Here's an interesting fun fact, and you can look it up yourself. The ABA and the NBA head-to-head matchup, because what they used to do, they used to scrimmage each other.
Okay.
Back in the day. ABA started back in 67, and the last season was in 76, and that's when you had the merger. The NBA absorbed four teams. Spurs.
Nets,
Nuggets, Pacers. Those are the four, okay? The numbers, the wins and losses, they were a tie. Look it up. They were a tie.
Yeah, but that's scrimmage, John.
Doesn't matter, Kevin.
Not a game. Not a game.
Like, you tell me that's... Wait. Nigel.
Yes.
You tell me that doesn't mean anything?
No.
It means something.
It means something, but
it does.
That's not a criteria for the top player ever.
No.
You said that's a team. Accolade.
Right, but the reason why I mentioned that the NBA and the ABA playing each other, because what I'm trying to say is that the talent level was the same.
Shout out to AI, by the way. I know I just made that reference. I was the only one that had him in the top 30. I love me some AI. I get him not being in there, though.
No.
That might have been a person.
Iverson should be in the 40s with Ray Allen and Reggie.
Mm.
I think that they belong in the 40s, grouped together. Ray Allen,
okay.
Reggie Miller, and Allen Iverson in the 40s.
I agree with that.
I value AI ahead of those guys. I understand. I could make an argument, but you know what? He didn't make the list. I'm going to honor the list. I'm not going to.
And Iverson was a volume shooter, man. He shot a lot.
Listen, man.
He was
I don't want to argue Allen Iverson.
He's
but you tempted me. We're not going to argue the guy. He didn't make the list.
this.
Let's move on. Right.
Do you want a tissue for your tears? You look pretty good.
I'm good. I just think AI was nasty. There wasn't a player like him. He's changed it.
He carried the ball a lot of times. No. That crossover, he carried.
They all carried. Did you watch Giannis the other day? I mean, come on, man.
Ja had a pretty atrocious carry the other day.
Yeah, he did.
It was pretty bad.
Giannis took six steps.
He does.
Yeah. All right. Well, at 21, he's my favorite point guard. John Stockton. We got him ranked 21. Nigel, you got him ranked 24th. John, you got him ranked 28th. I got him ranked 20th.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start this one. I think he's underrated, and I don't understand how John Stockton is underrated. I don't know if it's just he doesn't have any championships, but...
That's who?
Well, Listen, when you think about what a point guard is, right? This is a man who is the current assists leader and current steals leader. That's what you want from a point guard. And I think he's better than Bob Cousy. Hands down, he's better than Bob Cousy.
I agree.
Hands down.
He is. Yeah, I agree with that. But the only reason why, again, like I said, the only reason why I put Bob Cousy, I ranked him as high as he was because of the fact that, again, the whole Trailblazer thing, you know, setting the tempo, you know, of the league, inventing the position. Basically, it was kind of like I did it ceremoniously. You know what I'm saying? I just put him in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All right. But I mean, neck to neck, like if I were to say, tomorrow, if you're like, okay, who are you drafting? John Stockton or Bob Cousy? No, John Stockton is my man. No question about it. You get me? That's what I'm saying.
All 30 players that are on this list, you would pick over Bob Cousy if we did a draft out of the players that we got for these 25. All 25.
No, I mean, well, I don't want to split hairs, but I'm you know what I'm saying. Like, I know what you're trying to do. I know what you're trying to do. You still want to go back to the argument.
No, drop it. I just wanted to say that.
You want to rub it in.
No.
We're good.
If
just to get you. I know you want to go back. If you want to have that argument, we can have that argument.
No, that's okay. Right. It's all right.
All right. Moving on to 20, we've got Elgin Baylor. Nigel, you have him ranked 15th. John, you have him ranked 30th. He was your last player. I'm closer to you. I got 25. Sonic, why do you have Elgin Baylor so high? Before we tell you why you're wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, you're Sonic now. See, this is what happens when you give yourself your own nickname. Right there. Guy gives himself his own nickname.
Yes, sir, right there.
That's exactly what happened.
Right, exactly.
Who's the Sonic guy that you're talking about? He sounds cool. Okay, so I played a lot of video games when I was younger.
Okay.
So I used to play this game called NBA Street Volume 2.
Okay, Elgin,
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, same. We're both familiar.
And Elgin Baylor was on the cover of that game.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Dr. J.
Mm-hmm.
But Elgin Baylor was on that cover.
For sure.
And I just, for me, you know.
Eddie George was on the cover of Madden 2, so. And I don't think he's making top 25 NFL. But that's okay.
It's an awful criteria. But okay. For me, that's what. So remember, okay, so I was born in 91.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of these players on these lists, I never watched in person.
Mm-hmm.
So either it's my diving into their stat, mm-hmm. looking up old game film, or just personal affection for who they are or who I assume them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, Elgin Baylor, top 15 all time. Most impactful to me.
And getting back to Bob Cousy, same thing. That was my criteria of why I put him on my list. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I never seen him play. No. But just based on tape, you know, stories and mythical or not, you know what I'm saying? Now you understand. That was my reason why I put him in my list.
I say that, and then I also say this. Career, he averaged 28 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
It is impressive.
I'm inflating the numbers a little bit, you know, averages or whatever. I'm rounding up. But there's not that many players in the NBA that have ever played that can do that.
True.
So there are some stats behind my affinity. Mm-hmm. For it.
28 and 15, really?
Yeah, 20. Yeah. It's 27.4 and 13.5.
Wow!
So, like I said, four assists. That's tough.
And at three position too.
That's tough. I'm just saying.
Wow.
There are only three players that got ranked into the top 30 that played together. And that is Elgin Baylor with Wilt Chamberlain and Jerry West. That's why I left Jerry West out for that reason. But also with Elgin Baylor, it's just they won one championship together.
That's a good take.
They should have won more.
You're right.
And I do put that on Elgin Baylor. I do put that a little bit on Wilt. I put more on him. But he should have won more. That's why I have him ranked.
Well, see, I have Jerry West ranked 29th for that reason. Exactly, for that reason. Because he's the logo, right? Okay. Obviously. Yeah. Then I'm not going to bestow that on somebody, you know what I mean? Obviously, he meant something to the game. but to only have one championship in all the years he played, that's why I put him 29.
But they were going up against the Celtics every year.
But you know what?
That's a great team.
Yeah, but sorry, I'll tell you this. The great players in this game, anybody who knows their craft, anybody, athletes, musician or whatever, right? Mechanic, I don't care. You got to figure it out. The great ones figure it out.
Yes.
They do. And you know what?
They got that once.
Yeah.
One time out of how many? Like 10?
Yeah, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, Bill Russell figured it out.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
Exactly.
Bill Russell figured it out. He was the reason why this Lakers team wasn't winning.
Okay, well, there you go.
He figured it out.
There you go. So that's why he's going to be higher up on this list than Elgin
Baylor. That's a team accomplishment.
But even when Chamberlain scored 100 points, he scored 50 points in one season, right? Had 100 points in one game, he didn't win the title. You know what I'm saying?
Elgin Baylor went out, I think he had like 35 in a couple of the game sevens that they had against the Celtics. He was the only one that was performing.
I get it.
The great ones figure it out.
I get it, but that's just...
Chamberlain couldn't do it.
He was the number three on that
Elgin
team.
Elgin Baylor couldn't
that
do
number
it.
Two on that team.
Not number three. He was the number two. West was the point guard.
West was averaging quite a bit that series too.
You also said no Robbins on your team too.
You're absolutely right.
Cool. So, ooh. He said no Robbins on his list.
But he was a Robin. He was a Robin on the Lakers.
But he wasn't a Robin his whole career.
He also played on Minnesota.
You're right. He wasn't a Robin.
And he had actually some huge playoff success when he was in Minnesota, too.
But like I said earlier, the great ones in the league, no matter what sport you're talking about, figure it out. That's what makes him special to me. That's what makes Michael Jordan Jordan. When Jordan was trying to get through the Pistons those years, right?
They
were knocking him on his ass every year, right?
Uh-huh.
The Celtics were giving him the business too back in the day, right? But Jordan figured it out. The great ones figure it out. So it's no excuse. Either you figure it out or you don't. That's just cut and dry.
All right, we're going to move on.
That's fair.
So at 19th, we probably don't even really need to hit this one just because we already talked about him so much, was Moses Malone. John, you had him ranked 12th, I believe. I had him 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Nigel, Sonic himself, had him not ranked at all. Is there anything else we need to belabor this? I mean, do we just own the fact that Nigel's wrong on this? Or
you got to take the L on this one, bro.
You got to take the L.
I mean, you guys
both. I took the L on the other one.
And this is from two diehard Celtics fans.
I'm taking the L, but I want to say he's around 30. So he is numbered. He is ranked.
Mm-hmm.
Just not in, he didn't make the cut.
Right.
He almost caught the bus.
At 18, we've got Isaiah Thomas. This one, I don't know how much we have to argue because, Nigel, you had him ranked 16. Okay. John, you had him ranked 19. I had him ranked 24th. I mean, we're all in the same area.
Right. Is that behind? You have him ranked behind Stockton?
No, I have him ranked ahead of Stockton.
Ahead of Stockton. What was Stockton for you?
Oh, maybe I... Wait, hold on a sec. Let's see. Stockton. No, I do have Stockton ahead of him. That's right.
You said 16th, right?
I had Stockton 20th. Stockton 20th. I have Isaiah 24th.
Okay.
And again, it's just
preference.
It's just I loved how Stockton played, and Stockton again, mm-hmm. assist leader,
mm-hmm.
steals leader. Isaiah was great. Listen, no shade on him. I just give the edge to Stockton.
And he should have made the dream team too.
Yeah,
should have remembered that team.
Should he have? I mean, he did.
I think so. I know he should have.
There was a reason he didn't.
Yeah, but
it was politics.
Definitely politics.
Yeah, he was the guy.
He was the man. I get it.
In his first, I believe 11 or 12 seasons, he was an all-star in every damn year. I'm sorry, case closed. He should
definitely be top. He's above. He's in front of Stockton. You have to take the L on that one.
Well, he is ahead of Stockton on our list. He's 18.
I just wanted you to admit it.
I don't know if I can. maybe I'll say that this is a heart pick. I don't. But yeah, we all have him ranked high enough. Isaiah's good. He made the list. So at 17, we've got the mailman, Karl Malone. Nigel, you had him ranked 25th. John, you had him ranked 25th. I had him ranked 19th. Again, we're all in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
This is the guy who's second on the scoring list as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to hold on to second place for too much longer, but that's where he's at right now. I mean, is this where he belongs?
Yeah,
17th. I have no problem.
No arguments there.
Had he won a championship, would he be higher on your list?
Yes.
Yeah, he'd be closer to 20.
Yeah.
Around 20 for me.
I mean, we've got him ranked 17th, and this is the second. This is the guy who's currently second in points.
But I'll tell you what. If the Utah Jazz nips the Bulls, any of those two championships, he'd definitely be higher on my list.
Okay.
Because think about it. They played against the best.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. And if you were able to beat the best.
And he was on the dream team.
Right, exactly. And if he was able to, figure it out and beat the best and beat Michael Jordan in his own game, hey, he'd go live. What did I have? I have him down, what'd you say? What did I have him rank?
25.
Okay, 25. He goes from 25 to probably about maybe 14. I don't know. That he's second time all leading scorer, right? Yeah. And all his other stats. Yeah, he might have gone above.
He moves up.
Yeah, he does.
Bottom line, he moves up if he wins just one.
Right, just one. Just one.
All right. Yeah, I agree. We are in agreement on that one. All right, we're going to finish this episode out with our number 16. That would be the round mound of rebound Charles Barkley. Nigel, you had him at 18. John, you had him the lowest at 26. I had him the highest at 12. So I'll take the lead on this, seeing I had him so high. I just think Charles Barkley is the greatest player in the NBA to not win a championship in my mind. He was just a force, man. You think about what the force he was at power forward. He was the best power forward in the league for a while.
At 6'4" and
a half.
At 6'4" and a half.
That's what I was going to say. 6'4".
Yeah.
And chubby.
And he could do it, man.
But this guy had a vertical probably about, let's say, 38 inches.
Dude. Can you
imagine that? 250?
Crazy.
That season that he went to the finals with Phoenix and he faced Jordan and the Bulls and all that. The last game, game 7 against the Sonics or the Western Conference Finals.
Right.
Bro, he had 44-24.
Crazy. Exactly. Bro. Exactly.
Sick. He led the league in rebounding, I think, a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I mean, sick.
I think that second year he led the league in rebounding.
He was great defensively.
He could block shots.
Yeah.
And for his size, he averaged a block
a game. He was a bulldog, man. Bro. Just watching him play, that's, you know, this is a guy that
he could handle.
The numbers and the accolades don't match up to where I have him. He was ferocious.
He was
ferocious. I still remember in that in the finals against the Bulls, I remember every time out him going to Scotty and just talk trash. Just being like, you can't stop me. You can't do anything to me.
He couldn't.
You can't. Yeah, and Scotty was one of the best defensive players in the league, you know, and he just couldn't.
I'm gonna tell you what Charles Barkley had. And as we know, the game is about mismatches, right? It's about matchups, right? Charles Barkley was able to create mismatches every time he was on the court. Like, for example, he was too quick for the big guys, so he took him outside, right? On the 3-point line.
Uh-huh.
And the guys who were smaller than him, he'd back him in. You get me? He'd box him in. And of course, like, you know, he had the body. And you know what? He was a freak in terms of strength. Yeah. I mean, he was really. There's a video online.
Absolutely.
There's a video online with him and Shaq boxing out, right? And Charles Barkley moves him out the way. Like, he threw Shaq off to the side. He's strong. Given that, and no, I mean, I don't have a problem with where you have him ranked. I don't. I mean, and the only reason why I have him ranked was 20, whatever.
You have him ranked 26. Yes.
And the only reason why is, again, I'll go back to the championships, even though I don't care for it. But at the end of the day, that's why we're all here, right? We're here to win games.
You know what
I mean? I'm sorry. He just.
Yeah, but
if he had won.
That's not fair. That's not a fair criteria. Yeah,
but for you, the criteria of why you said why you don't value championships, I think applies to him
specifically.
Yeah. I mean, think of the team he was in. That team he had. Okay. Right. He had KJ. He had Kevin Johnson.
Right.
But we're not talking a superstar. He had Dan Marley. I mean, come on.
It depends.
Okay, I'll say this about Barkley.
Chris Middleton-esque.
Barkley.
And his years with the 76ers weren't much better.
He was a monster in the 76ers.
I know, 76ers. But I'm saying, the team around him wasn't much better.
I know. Mike Jaminski.
Yeah,
the name Mike Jaminski. That tells you everything,
you
all, right?
John, I think you have him too low. I gotta say it. I think you have him too low. I think I'm fine where Nigel has him ranked 18th, but I think he's better at 26, man.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure can.
If he played today, what's he looking like?
He dominate. No question about it.
Yeah, today he'd be.
Best in the league?
No, not best in the league. Not best. He'd be in the top 10. You know where I see him playing? You know where he would be? He would be, especially with the league being positionless now and his frame and everything, I think he'd be a better Draymond Green.
Not closer to a
Zion.
He's
a better Zion Williamson.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
If that's what we're saying, then he's a much better Zion Williamson.
Yes,
much
he is.
Better. much, much better.
I don't know, though. Zion was averaging 28, 10.
He'd be better than
60% from the field.
But who do you think is better to play? Him? At that point, at that juncture in your career, what, Zion's what, his third year?
It's all jumbled together because he's missed so much time.
But just try it, you know what I'm saying? The number, he's played, what, 100 games, if that?
Okay. It's like 75.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Who's a better player, him or Charles Barkley?
Charles Barkley.
There you go.
That's why he's ranked 60.
All right, fellas. That is 25 through 16. That's going to do it for us for this episode. Catch us where we go 15 through 1, and I think the arguments are going to heat up for this one. I definitely know we're on a collision course with one huge argument. And yeah, it's probably the argument. So catch us again at all_arguments. That's our Twitter page. Thank you for listening, and come back and rate us, subscribe. Definitely, if you like what we're saying, please jump in. So for that, fellas, thank you, and we're gonna check out of this thing.
Appreciate for having us.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for listening.